Our young people are indeed our teachers. I have a video that, if I get permission, I'm going to share with you at some time. It's not ready yet. We asked the youth what they wanted in their church 30 years from now. I will then be 89. It won't be me. And their wisdom and their depth and their theological acumen is fabulous. That's forthcoming. But today, hear the heart of Kira Krug.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
My name is Kira Krug, and I'm a member of CCB's youth group. I've been attending service here for the past 3 years. I live in Cary with my family, and I hop back and forth between here and there every Sunday and Thursday. I do this because I love this church. And that's why I'm here today, because I love this church, and I love this congregation. Since the first time I attended one of Reverend Zena's sermons in 2012, I knew this was a very, very special place. It was so different from all the churches that I attended for the previous 12 years or so, and I was enamored. I think the moment when I fully realized the beauty of this church was the first time, and may the peace of Christ be with you, was heard by me, spoken by our very own Zena. I was expecting these dry handshakes with low, husky responses like, peace, out of the congregation. Through obligation, because that was what I was so used to for the previous 12 years of my life. So you can imagine how incredulous I was when so many people, total strangers to me, spread their arms wide for hugs with joyous, genuine smiles on their faces. It was nothing short of amazing. So on a cold Monday morning in the spring of 2013, my mom took me to go get coffee with Zena. But when Zena came, she wasn't alone. She had brought with her one of the bubbliest, most genuine human beings I have ever had the pleasure to meet with her, Dr. Sammy. Long story short, I went home at the end of that day with a stack of papers regarding one CCB youth mission trip, hand-delivered to me by this fantastic woman over here. So if somebody had told me, you are going to Kentucky, and you are fixing a roof with over 20 people you have known for about a week, I wouldn't have believed me either. But look at me now. Thanks to this church, I have been able to make a difference in the lives of all the people that our mission trips, fundraisers, and volunteer activities have helped. And I never would have been able to do that if not for this church, the wonderful people in it, and the Lord himself. For the opportunities that I have had in our youth group, I thank each and every one of you. Your support and love allow all of us to touch the lives of so many people. This church has done so many wonders through its congregants. Simple words cannot even describe the wonders that we are able to do together. Thank you, CCB, for making this place a wonderful, wonderful place again and again. And thank you for making this a second home for me.
In our Sunday school lesson this morning, we talked about thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Bringing up there, down here. Kira is an example, this whole row is an example of bringing God's reign, God's kingdom down here. That's what this church is about. That's who we are. Amen.